KKRL presents High School Sports.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome down here to Van Meter, Iowa. Class 3A Region 5 first round softball action for you here tonight on the Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Kevin Knights under head coach Aaron Bowman. They're coming in 16-17 on the year. They won 11-9 this year in the Hawkeye 10, winning their final game of the regular season over Denison Schleswig 9-0. They are 4-1 in their last five games. But they're running into the Class 2A returning state champions in the Van Meter Bulldogs here tonight on the road. Van Meter coming in under head coach James Flaws. They are 29-6 on the year, went 19-1 in the West Central Conference. They have won their last four games, beating Clarinda their last time out 9-1, and they are 4-1 in their last five games. And again, this is going to be a really good softball team that Kemper's going to be facing. These two teams faced each other a year ago in the postseason. It was Van Meter winning that one at 12-1. Van Meter is 3-1 against Kemper since 2013. Those are the only four times that these teams have played. Kemper won 9-8 that very first year in 2013. Van Meter won 12-1 last year, 8-0 in 2022, and 7-0 in 2021. Doug Wanner going to be joining me for the broadcast. We're back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up next right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Motors at tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City. Jeff Blankman along with Doug Waniger tonight. And Doug, a couple of keys for Kemper tonight probably is cutting down on errors, getting some good pitching, and then hitting the ball really probably the way they've done all year.
Yeah, they've been hitting the ball well. We generally don't get too concerned about that. You know, they're a young team against coming in against state champion. It might tense up a little bit. You never know how that's going to go. But both teams can hit the heck out of the ball, that's for sure.
For Kemper, do you think having played down here against this team last year in the postseason helps or hurts when you talk about that young team? Because a lot of these girls did play last year. How much does that help or hurt them, you think, coming into tonight?
No, experience never hurts anything. I mean, it's always a benefit to have you, but you got to remember Van Meter on the other side sitting in the same boat. Most of these girls have played well. Amazing thing about this, there isn't a senior in the starting lineup for Van Meter, and there's only one for Kemper, which not really unusual for softball, but to be this good at Van Meter's level without any seniors, only a couple juniors, mostly sophomores, and a starting pitcher that's a freshman.
Yeah, they're probably one of those programs, Doug, that kind of reloads, more than anything. We'll talk here in just a moment about them, but Aubrey Cardiel going to get the start in the circle tonight for Kemper. What have you seen from her this year?
She's done a really nice job, just an eighth grader coming in. Actually, the whole battery's an eighth grader with her and Adams as the catcher, but she's done a really nice job. I think she's gotten better and better as the season gone on. She's going to have to mix up her pitches against this team from Van Meter tonight because they hit the heck out of the ball. I think their batting average on the year is .489, something like that, with 20 home runs, on base percentage of over 50%. They scored 345 runs, so she's going to have to mix it up considerably, not going to be able to groove it down the middle of the plate by any stretch.
We'll step away back with more of our Mackey Motors and tailgate coming up next right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
For 15 years, Brinks Exteriors has been proud to serve our neighbors in helping homes in our community look their best. From windows and doors to roofing, siding, and gutters, Brinks Exteriors does it all, making your home safer, more energy efficient, and a place you're proud to come home to. Now, to celebrate 15 years, we're offering 15% off all windows. Join the many families who trusted Brinks to care for their homes. Call 712-ROOFPRO today for your free estimate, because 15 years strong means your home is in good hands.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop. Shop.
And broadcast booth, looking for a great deal on your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. Doug, you mentioned right before we went into the break that this Van Meter team hits at what I think was a 489 clip as a team. They've got a lot of girls that hit the ball well.
Well, I was looking at their leadoff hitter, and she's got 25 RBIs. I just thought that was really strange. Well, then you look at the bottom of their lineup, and their number nine hitter hitting 586.
Yep.
So she's on pace a lot.
You have a leadoff hitter in front of your leadoff hitter in a way.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, this Kemper team has done some really good things this year too, Jeff. They're going to score a lot of runs throughout the course of the season. We're thinking they can score a few tonight. The biggest difference statistically is probably defensively. Van Meter didn't make any errors, where Kemper's had a few this year.
And Kemper's got a lot of things offensively. They can hit for power. They also can get a lot of speed on this
offense. Yeah. They run the bases. They got a lot of stolen bases, 112 of 119 on the base paths. Van Meter, 123 out of 130, but they're on base a lot, you know, and that just puts pressure on the defense.
And that's the name of this game, putting pressure on the defense and getting to the other team's pitcher. We'll step away. More of our Mackey Motors tailgate right here on KCIM.
When it comes to construction, trust the team that does it right the first time. Jared Schoen Construction brings over 30 years of experience to every project, from new home construction and additions to roofs, decks, seamless gutters, and more. At Jared Schoen Construction, attention to detail isn't just important, it's a foundation of everything they do. Every project is kept clean, maintained, and completed with quality craftsmanship you can count on. For construction done right, call Jared Schoen Construction today at 712-830-5110.
I'm Jamie North with Custom Technology Solutions, the largest IT company in Carroll, supporting over 200 customers. Cyber threats are real, and most businesses never see them coming until it's too late. We'll keep your data secure and your systems running with our Managed IT Services subscription. Call CTS at 877-287-1007 for your free consultation today, or visit us on the web at carrollitsupport.com.
Carroll Glass is proud to support our local athletes and teams. As your local glass shop, Carroll Glass specializes in commercial and residential glass services. Whether it's residential or commercial glass replacement, commercial door repair, custom glass shower enclosures, or larger commercial projects, their experienced team delivers quality workmanship you can count on. Stop by Carroll Glass at 229 North Main Street in Carroll.
At Home Care Options, we know care doesn't just happen, it's a commitment. Right here in Carroll, our families, clients, and caregivers have built a community rooted in respect, dignity, and compassion. Thanks to your unwavering support, we're able to offer personalized home care, all delivered with the quality and kindness our clients deserve. To every neighbor who's trusted us with your loved ones, to every team member who shows up with heart, thank you. Your support makes an incredible impact on lives, and we don't take that for granted. Home Care Options, family caring for families.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no-appointment-needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
Beat the summer heat and make your July extraordinary with the Market on 30. Fire up the grill for sizzling summer feasts. We have all the grilling essentials you need, from premium cuts of meat to an assortment of marinades, rubs, and sauces. When the temperature rises, there's nothing better than a cool, refreshing treat. We have many of your frozen favorites. And fill your pantry with the best summer snacking staples, perfect for lazy afternoons or impromptu gatherings. Stock up at the Market on 30 and keep the summer vibes going strong in the BP Plaza.
Here again to beautiful Van Meter, Iowa. Jeff Lankman along with Doug Waniger with you here tonight. We bring you some high school softball. We've got to step away for our national anthem. We're back with first pitch and starting lineups next right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
For 15 years, Brinks Exteriors has been proud to serve our neighbors in helping homes in our community look their best. From windows and doors to roofing, siding, and gutters, Brinks Exteriors does it all, making your home safer, more energy efficient, and a place you're proud to come home to. Now, to celebrate 15 years, we're offering 15% off all windows. Join the many families who trusted Brinks to care for their homes. Call 712-ROOF-PRO today for your free estimate, because 15 years strong means your home is in good hands.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712 792-1755.
Do lead things off for the Kemper Knights here. She's out in the center field batting second and catching is Malia Adams. Over at second base batting third, Charlotte Schwambe. Your third baseman Addison Schoen hitting in the cleanup spot. Out in left field batting fifth is Ellie Schreck. Your designated player Lauren Gehling in the sixth hole batting seventh and playing first base is Kaylee Walterman. Out shortstop batting seventh is Aubrey Pudence. And then out in right field batting ninth is Taylor Hyde. Off pitching and not batting tonight will be Aubrey Cardiel. For Van Meter here tonight, leading things off will be their center fielder Maddie Schnell. Batting second and playing first base is Ella Fennessy. Your third base, Curry Corrados, is hitting in the three spot. Batting cleanup is the right fielder, Jillian Wozmanski. The pitcher tonight, Anna Sinette, hitting fifth. Batting sixth is their DP, Emma Day. Over at second base, batting seventh is Ashlyn Small. The shortstop, Ivy Vaught, is hitting in the number eight spot. And Brooklyn Pillar will be in left field batting ninth. Not batting tonight will be Delaney Lifetug, and she will be catching. Chloe Gehling going to lead things off for the Knights. Gehling coming in again. What a fantastic year at the plate. 458, 17 RBI, 53 runs scored on the year. She has also walked 19 times. Doug, we're ready for softball action here tonight. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Love good softball. And I think it's important that the Knights, you know, try to get some runners on base, maybe get out early here, put some pressure on Van Meter.
We'll give you some numbers on netting here in just a moment. There's a swing and a miss by Gehling. And they count no balls and one strike. Netton coming in 14-1 on the year, 76 and two-third innings, giving up 51 hits and 46 runs. 28 are earned, her ERA at 2.56. She has walked 58, hit 10, struck out 112. There's a bunt over towards third, scooping it up and making the throw. Slight collision, though. Corrados' throw was to the inside, Gehling that time, and the first baseman, Fennessy, Doug, collide, but everybody okay, and one up and one down here for the Knights.
Yeah, you can see Van Meter played way up the line. They knew what was coming from the bump there from
Gehling,
and made the play easily.
Malia Adams, the catcher, snapping in now, hitting 411, 15 doubles, 9 home run, 39 RBI on the year, and actually those are Addie Schoen's numbers. There's a swing and a miss, and the count is 0-1. We'll give you the rest of the numbers here for Netton again. 112 strikeouts, her walks and hits per innings pitch is at 1.42. Opponents are batting 181 against her. 20th start on the season and at 23rd appearance in the circle. We'll give you Adams' numbers now, hitting 398, 4 doubles, a triple, 24 RBI, 37 runs scored coming into it, and the count now going to run to 1-1.
Netton brings the ball a little bit faster than most of the pitchers at Kemper seen this year, so they're going to have to be ready at the plate, maybe back up in the box a little bit.
Schwabe waiting on deck. We'll give you the Bulldog defense coming up here in just a second. Pitch on the way. There's a swing and a miss. Got her to chase one up top. And they count 1-2 and 2-2. Delaney Lifetug again behind the plate. Ella Fennessy over at first. Ashlyn Small at second. Mariah Corrados at third. And Ivy Vaught getting the start at shortstop. The outfield coming up here in a moment. 1-2 pitch on the way. Bases are empty with one out. Pitch on the way. Taken downstairs and the count 2-2. Brooklyn Pillar out and left at Maddie Schnell. She's an outstanding player. She's in center. And Jillian Wozmanski getting the start out in right field for the Bulldogs here tonight. Great crowd on hand. Doug, we've got some clouds that have taken the sun away. It's cooled down about 5 degrees as Netton going to pick up her first strikeout as she gets Adams swinging, and that is going to be the second out here in the inning.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed or not, Jeff. Malia pulled her head a little bit on those last two swings, and you're going to really have to stay on top of the ball, see that bat go off the bat, or see that ball go off the bat.
And here's a young lady that's done that very well. Charlotte Schwabe has been amazing at the plate all season long, 558. She's got 20 doubles on the year, triple, 8 home runs, and she'll take the first ball up top for 1.
And Netton knows she's a dangerous hitter. Probably going to keep it away from her. Not going to give her anything at least easy over the plate.
Schwabe back foot about even with the back part of the plate. So not worried about the speed that Netton's throwing. That one misses downstairs. Actually took the glove of the catcher Lifetug off of her hand. 2-0. The rest of the number, 64 RBI. We think that's a school record for Kemper.
I believe so.
38 runs scored, 19 walks. Slugging percentage at 1,000 coming into this one. Pitch on the way. There's a little nubber off of the fist. That'll be out to the second baseman. Small will scoop it up, flips it over to first to Fennessy. A 1-2-3 first for Kemper. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We'll head to the bottom of the first. It's a scoreless ball game. We're back in 1 minute here on KCIM.
Oops, sorry.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit BrunerLegal.com.
For 86 years, one thing hasn't changed in Carroll, treating customers like family. At Wittrock Motor Company, we're proud to be a three-generation family-owned dealership serving this community since 1940. Today, we continue that tradition with a full lineup of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, a dependable selection of pre-owned vehicles, and a service team dedicated to keeping you on the road. Stop in and see the difference at Wittrock Motors in Carroll, or visit us at WittrockMotors.com. Wittrock Motors, 86 years, three generations, one promise. We take care of our family.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Leading things off with the Bulldogs here as we head to the bottom of the first. 1-1 the count on Snell, shall be followed by Fennessy and Corrados. The 1-1 pitch from Cardiel is fouled back into the Kemper crowd, which is right behind Doug and I to our right as we're up the third base line here. Cardiel coming in 12-10 on the year, 121 innings, giving up 158 hits, 125 runs, 86 have been earned, her ERA at 4.98. She has walked 44, hit 8. That pitch just misses outside in the count 2-2. She has struck out 134. Her walks and hits per innings pitch is 1.67. Opponents batting 259 against her. 29 games pitched, and this is her 20th start of the season.
Two really good off-speed pitches there to get to 2-2. Now she's low for ball three.
Three balls and two strikes right now. And Snell mentioned Snell was a great one. 5-11, 14 RBI, 3 triple, 4 home run, 25 RBI in that leadoff spot. The 3-2 offering on the way. That one up from the left-hander is hit out to center field. Gayling will settle under it, and she is going to make the catch. And there is a one out here in the inning, and that's going to bring up the first baseman, Ella Fennessy. Fennessy coming in, 429 on the year, 9 double home run, 37 RBI. Has scored 34 times, has struck out just 8 times. Her on-base percentage at 491. We'll get you the Kemper defense here in just a moment. Doug, you mentioned Cardiel threw well there against a very good hitter. What did she do right?
Yeah, two good off-speed pitches. Didn't throw anything down the middle of the plate until she had to throw a strike on that last pitch. She comes back with a strike right now, starting out on Fennessy.
And the count 0-1. The defense tonight, Malia Adams behind the plate. Kaylee Walterman over at first. Addison Schoen at third. Avery Pudens getting the start at shortstop. That one is shot. That's going to be trouble out in the left center field. That one's going to one hop off of the fence. Fennessy digging in for a double as the throw comes into the infield. And a one-out double will be the first base hit given up here by Cardiel tonight. And the Bulldogs are threatening here in this bottom half of the first inning. Coming to the plate is going to be their third baseman, Mariah Corrados. Corrados, 468, 10 double, 5 home run, 41 RBI, and 34 runs scored on the year.
Jeff, I don't know if the listeners are recalling these batting averages, but 517, 429, and now 468. What a challenge for a young freshman to have to face that kind of lineup.
Yeah, first pitch in there for a strike. And the count is 0-1 to Corrado. She got Wozmanski waiting on deck, and she's not going to be easy either. The right fielder coming in hitting 473. You mentioned, I think, what, 8 girls, Doug, hitting well over 350 or something like that?
Yeah, incredible. 395.
Yeah, one ball, one strike. The count right now is that pitch misses up and away. One out, one on for the Bulldogs here. We're in the bottom of the first, scoreless ball game. More people walking by on the trail. Such a beautiful facility down here. Pitch on the way. Chop foul up the third base side. That one will get by Coach Floss. And the count will remain, or move, I should say, to one ball and two strikes. James Floss, the head coach, for the Bulldogs. He's down here in the third base coach's box. His dad is Jim Flaws, the Hall of Fame coach over at Carlisle that's won all those state titles. He's probably getting close to his dad's number, though, with what he's done here at Van Meter. Pitch on the way is a pop foul. That one drifts back out of play, and the count will remain 1-2.
Really impressed with Cardio with the changeups today. Yep. She's keeping these girls off balance right now.
Yeah, she is definitely a competitor in the circle. I'm excited about the career for this young lady. Just an eighth grader. She'll be a freshman here in the fall. That one is flied out towards left, coming in and making the catch is Shrek. So two flyouts here in the inning. And a runner still at second. And the batter now going to be the right fielder, Jillian Wozmanski. Wozmanski, 473, 9 double, 2 home run, 38 RBI. Struck out 11 times. Her on base percentage at .538. Her slugging percentage at .637. And right now, Doug, Van Meter getting kind of underneath the ball a little bit against Cardiel. Throw down to second. They've got the runner, but Schnell able to slide back in as the ball was fielded by Schwabe in front of the bag, and she was just not able to get to the back of the bag to make the tag.
Yeah, if she'd have went to the bag and waited for the ball to come, or she'd have had her out easy.
Yep. You see a lot of players doing that now. They cut the ball off about a step or two in front of second base. Sometimes it makes it difficult to make that tag. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Chopped over to the shortstop, Pudent. She'll scoop and fire, but the throw's going to get away. And a run going to come in to score. And moving down to second on the play is going to be Wozmanski. And, Doug, we talked about it. That's going to be an unearned run. That's kind of been a bugaboo for Kemper this season, and that's those errors and unearned runs, and we have it happen here with two outs in the inning.
Yeah, you're out of the inning. Just got to make the throw to first and to overthrow it, and that gives them an easy run, and now they get to keep batting.
That'll bring up Addison Netton, the pitcher. Netton coming in, 395, 7 doubles, 2 triples, 6 home run, 35 RBI on the year. Another left-handed hitter. She'll take that one in there for a strike in the count 0-1. And they seem to be blessed with a lot of lefties in the top of the year. You don't find a lot of teams with this many lefties.
Yeah, Kemper's got a few themselves.
They do.
But
yep.
These girls can hit for power.
The 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. Beautiful off-speed pitch that time. And the count is 0-2.
Big smile on the face of Cardiel. She got a swinging strike there. What she doesn't have is that blazing fastball that she can throw by him.
The 0-2 pitch. That took another a little bit off. Sometimes it's going to take players and hitters that maybe have seen faster pitches all year long a little bit more time, but the strikeout gets the Knights out of trouble here. Van Meter gets one unearned run. They get one run on one hit. There was one error. They leave one left on base. We'll head to the top of the second. It is a 1-0 ball game. We're back at a minute here on KCIM.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
When it comes to construction, trust the team that does it right the first time. Jared Schoen Construction brings over 30 years of experience to every project, from new home construction and additions to roofs, decks, seamless gutters, and more. At Jared Schoen Construction, attention to detail isn't just important, it's a foundation of everything they do. Every project is kept clean, maintained, and completed with quality craftsmanship you can count on. For construction done right, call Jared Schoen Construction today at 712-830-5110.
Off for Kemper. She'll be followed by L.A. Schrack and Lauren Gehling. 4-5-6 due up for the Knights here in the top of the second. They trail at 1-0. First pitch missing downstairs in the count 1-0. Schoen's had a tremendous year. 4-11, 15 doubles, 9 home run, 39 RBI, 33 runs scored, 15 walks, slugging percentage at .786. And Doug, we're thinking that home run total is a season high and a record for Kemper. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch downstairs, and the count is 1-1.
Yeah, it looked a little bit low there, but Ellie's got a good batter. She can hit the long ball, but always hits it hard.
And works hard really well, too. Really hustles on every play. 1-1 pitch coming up, taken downstairs. 2 balls and 1 strike.
It's clear that Netton's pitching to both her and Schwabe in the last at bat, keeping that ball down. They don't want those. They don't want to get it up in their eyes where they can really rip at it.
Yeah, you'll give up a base runner, not to give up a run. Pitch on the way, chopped, and that's going to get out into left field for a base hit. The first hit of the night tonight belongs to Addison Schoen for the Kemper Knights. The Knights will have the leadoff runner on here in the second. It's going to bring up the lefty, Ellie Schreck. Schreck coming in, hitting .406, four doubles, two triple, a home run, 25 RBI. Has walked 18 times, her on-base percentage at .496. So a very good left fielder and good at the plate as well, Doug.
Yes, she is, and kind of looking for a bunt here. Schoen doesn't have a lot of speed, but being the leadoff hitter, you like to get her down there at second base and see if one of the next girls can bring her around.
Pitch on the way. That's the squares around, but takes the pitch down in the dirt. Now, Schoen had gotten off about five or six steps and scared staring down there was Lifetug, but does not make the throw down.
If she'd have come up throwing, might have been in trouble down there first base.
Yeah, I don't know if Fennessy had gotten back to the bag. The 1-0 offering on the way again, squares around. Alfer's at it this time. And count goes to 1-1 as that one was up top. They're going to check, and yep, the field umpire does say that she had went around.
Yeah, that's one thing the Kemper batters, especially in these sacrifice situations, they got to recognize that pitch. It happens so fast.
It does.
In softball, they're only, 45 feet away. But you got to see that ball being high like that and hopefully pull off and be 2-0 instead of 1-1.
Netting, using some dirt to try and dry the sweat off. Doug, that could be an impact here tonight. I wonder if that impacted Pudence as well out there at shortstop. You're going to be sweating tonight because even though there's clouds, it is definitely a warm night. Again, tried to bunt but not able to get the bunt down. And Doug, that's something Kemper has done really pretty well all year long, is bunt the ball.
Yeah, they have bunted well. They have a tendency to pull their eye off and get up the line on these sacrifices. You got to remember your number one job is get that girl to second base. If you're safe at first, great, but that's not your number one goal.
And they do bring a little rag out for Netton. She's got it tucked into the back pocket now so she can try and dry off the hands,
there is
especially
no,
that right hand.
There's no air moving, is there?
There is not. It is very stale. But you know what? It's pretty comfortable here tonight right
beautiful.
Now. Yeah.
Especially with that sun behind the cloud.
And it may stay there for a while. We've got quite a few clouds off to the north and west. Carroll falling earlier tonight on KKRL as they fell to Boone 9-1 in five innings of play. The 1-2 pitch misses downstairs. Count runs to 2-2. Winner here will be back in action on Saturday. Now, if Kemper would win, more than likely they would host in that game or have to go over to OABCIG. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. That's going to be a strikeout. First out here of the inning, second strikeout of the ballgame for Netton.
I think that was another pitch out of the strike zone.
Yeah, and you know, and
it's hard to lay off.
It gets to you quickly. OABCIG tonight is playing again against Greene County, that game in Jefferson. So Greene County could actually be the host if Kemper would win here tonight. Otherwise, if Van Meter wins, they will host winner of that game. First pitch to Lauren Gehling, taken up and away. Count one ball, no strikes. Gehling hitting .402, four double, 29 RBI on the year. Gehling has done a nice job. She's got three sacrifices, but they haven't squared her around yet. I don't think she's going to do that. Now there's the snap throw down back in that time. That time, Doug Schoen didn't really have a very big lead as the count going to run to two balls and no strikes.
Yeah, she was staying pretty close to the base. You know, Netton will throw a lot of balls.
Yep.
So Kemper's got to be a little bit patient.
Yeah, make her throw you a pitch in the zone, and there is one in the zone. That one in there for strike one, and the count goes to 2-1. Doug, there's a really nice Kemper crowd sitting over here to our left. We're right, and we've got a few of them over to our left, some Van Meter fans right behind us, I think, as well.
Yeah, they got pretty good support all year. You go out to the ball games out of, you know, locally. They get a lot of fans at the game.
2-1 offering. Chopped out towards second. Are they going to go for the lead run? They do. They get the out at second. Safe, though, at first. Kemper's going to be frustrated, Doug, and I can understand why. It looked like maybe the shortstop that time, Vaught, maybe slid her foot off of the bag before she got the ball. But that's one of those close ones that generally they just give it to the out.
They do. It definitely should have been safe, in my opinion, but and the Kemper fans are letting the umpire hear about it, too.
Kaylee Walterman.
Because it looks good.
going to be 343, 9 double, home run, 34 RBI. The only thing I'll say is the umpire was between first and second. Hard to see with a girl running in front of you if somebody slid the foot off of the bag before the ball gets there from the angle that the umpire was at. Pitch on the way down in the dirt. That's going to get away. Gehling's going to move up to second on that pass ball. And you even see it in Major League Baseball all the time, Doug, that rarely does the shortstop or second baseman still have their foot on the bag. They just give it to them because the throws beat them.
Yeah, I think in Major League Baseball, though, you can assume a little bit more than here. But that one was quite a ways off, I thought.
From our vantage, it looked like maybe 6 inches or so, maybe a foot before the ball got there. She pulled that foot off the bag. Kaylee Walterman at the plate.
Kaylee, the only senior in the lineup tonight.
Pitch up top, 2 balls and no strikes. Walterman again, 343 on the air, 9 double, home run, 34 RBI.
Be really big for Kepper to get on the board here and stay even with him.
Yep, answer that run in the bottom of the first with a run of their own here in the top of the second. There are 2 outs. And Gehling down at second. That pitch going to miss up and away. 3 balls and no strikes with Avery Pudens right now waiting on deck. And Doug, again, Walterman, another one of those girls' home run this year. She's got some power, and it almost seems like Netton trying to stay away from them three girls in this lineup.
Yeah, if you can catch up with one, she can drive it.
Pitch on the way in there for a strike. 3-1 the count now on Walterman.
Van Meter playing pretty much straight away.
Yeah, they're not going to adjust a whole lot. Nope. And you can see where their center fielder always plays because there's a big wore-out area in the grass. Pitch on the way up top, ball 4. First walk given up here tonight. That's going to put runners at first and second. It'll bring up Avery Pudens, the shortstop. Pudens coming in, hitting .299, a couple of double, 19 runs scored. Has also driven in 19.
Avery a chance to make up for that error earlier. Yep. In the bottom of the first inning, they're driving a run here.
Yeah, base hit here, probably score somebody. Something in the gap would be really nice. Pitch on the way. Take it in there for strike 1. Home plate umpire tonight with a little bit of a delay on that strike call. He's kind of got a very deliberate call, but that's all right. You can always see the arm going up.
We can hear him, though.
Yep. The 0-1 offering on the way downstairs. And a nice job that time by Lifetog to knock that one down. That one almost escaped underneath her. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 runners on. You've got Gehling out at second, Walterman on at first. Gehling reaching on the fielder's choice here a moment ago when they got the force out as shown at second. There's a foul ball back up against the netting. And they count 1 ball and 2 strikes.
Avery took a good swing at that, just under it.
I do understand that they do have a project. I don't know if it'll involve the softball field or not, but a big project going to be coming down to Van Meter here for their sports. This is a growing community. Change up is fouled back in the count 1-2. Doug, this is a nice facility. I wonder if they would make it a little deeper. I guess, though, that with where the field sits in the hill that's kind of on right field, I don't know if they can really go any deeper.
They probably could have gone a little bit, but like you said, it's up against that hill in the backdrop.
Yep.
But it is a beautiful facility.
1-2 pitch coming up here. Pitch on the way. Called strike 3 on the inside corner. And that is going to be the final out of the inning as Netton picks up her 3rd strike out of the ballgame. The Knights, they strand 2 no-runs, 1 hit, and no errors, 2 left. We'll head to the bottom of the second back right after this. Van Meter on top, 1-0.
I'm Jamie North with Custom Technology Solutions, the largest IT company in Carroll, supporting over 200 customers. Cyber threats are real, and most businesses never see them coming until it's too late. We'll keep your data secure and your systems running with our managed IT services subscription. Call CTS at 877-287-1007 for your free consultation today, or visit us on the web at carrollitsupport.com.
For 86 years, one thing hasn't changed in Carroll, treating customers like family. At Wittrock Motor Company, we're proud to be a 3-generation family-owned dealership serving this community since 1940. Today, we continue that tradition with a full lineup of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, a dependable selection of pre-owned vehicles, and a service team dedicated to keeping you on the road. Stop in and see the difference at Wittrock Motors in Carroll, or visit us at wittrockmotors.com. Wittrock Motors, 86 years, 3 generations, 1 promise. We take care of our family.
Carroll Glass is proud to support our local athletes and teams. As your local glass shop, Carroll Glass specializes in commercial and residential glass services. Whether it's residential or commercial glass replacement, commercial door repair, custom glass shower enclosures, or larger commercial projects,
Their experienced team delivered quality workmanship you can count on. Stop by Carroll Glass at 229 North Main Street in Carroll.
As we head here to the bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Van Meter over top of York Kemper Knights here tonight. 2-0 the count now on day. She'll be followed by Ashlyn Small and Ivy Vaught. So 6-7-8 it due up. Doug, you were just saying during the break that Aubrey Cardiel had a really nice first inning for Kemper.
She really did. A lot of good off-speed stuff. And unfortunately, she started this inning 3-0 against Emma Day. But a really nice first inning. Unfortunately, had that one error, but didn't give up any earned runs.
Day coming in, hitting .423, 10 RBI, 5 walks on the year. On base percentage at .431. She's 7 of 7 on stolen bases if she gets in and gets on first base. That 3-0 pitch catches the outside corner. Really nice pitch right at the knees, and the count is 3-1.
Day, the designated player. You can see she's torn up her pants a little bit.
Yeah, got a big rip on the right leg, down just above the knee. Pitch on the way. That's flared out towards the right, drifting over it, making a nice catch. His hide off, Doug, that's not an easy one. Sometimes people will say those line drives right at you are tough. That one was tailing away from her.
It was big time. It was a right-handed batter, and it was tailing away from her. And she made a nice catch to stay with it.
Ashlyn Small will step in. Now the second baseman comes in, hitting .362, 3 double home run, 18 RBI on the year. Small will step in for the first time here tonight. Pitch on the way. Take it in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Doug, I see another family walking. It reminds me of kind of being down at Coon Rapids. I think it's really cool to see. You can see it up where Kemper plays, too. But yeah. I love having trails, because then you can see families. They can walk by, watch the game, stop for a while if they want. I just think it's really cool to kind of see. That pitch misses outside, and the count is 1-1.
Yeah, you get a lot of people, a lot of activity, you know, the trails in Carroll. Go up, like I rode up to Breida last night. There's a lot of people out on those trails.
Yep. I need to get out and start doing that a little bit more.
You've been kind of busy.
Yeah, just a little bit. 1-1 pitch misses low and away. 2 balls and 1 strike right now on the batter Small, but things will start to slow down a little bit next week.
And, she's the weak hitter in the lineup, only hitting .362.
There's a swing and a miss. And 2-2 the count right now. Doug, they seem to be out in front. You mentioned Cardiel. She's got a nice fastball, but it's not one of those that's really, really fast. And you can see that right now Van Meter a little out in front of her.
Yeah, they're going to have to adjust. She's still on the change. When she can throw strikes with that changeup, she can be really effective. Yes. And there was another one right there.
Yep. 2-2 pitch fouled back up against the screen, and the count will remain 2 balls and 2 strikes. She's done a really nice job of kind of changing her speeds here tonight.
Excellent. Cheerleading going on over there in the Van Meter dugout.
Oh, you find that at softball games. There's a line shot that's going to be over the head of Pudens out in the left center field. Gehling will jog over and pick it up. Second hit of the night here for the Bulldogs. It'll bring up now their shortstop, Ivy Vaught. Vaught hitting .403, 9 double, a triple, 23 RBI on the year. Their slugging percentage coming into tonight at .567. Not too often, Doug, you see the number 8 hitter in a lineup with a slugging percentage at .567.
It's crazy.
Yep, it is.
You know, Cardiel's out there and just got to mix up her pitches. She's got to throw strikes, and she fakes the bunt.
Throw down to first as Schwabe came in to cover as Walterman was, you know, coming in case they looked to bunt, because Vaught had scored around. She pulls the bat back but takes the first pitch in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. And Meter, not a team that just steals a lot. Pitch on the way downstairs. As soon as I say that, they go. And the throw to second, not going to be in time. It'll bound away. They've got a chance to throw her out down at third, but the throw is just offline.
Girls got to react quickly when that ball gets away. They cannot let them have that extra base like that. And as it is, now they're down at third base with only one out.
So the error will move the runner down to third. One stolen base, one error. Count runs to 1 ball now and 1 strike on Vaught. One pitch coming up, bunts it, and there's going to be a play at the plate. It's going to be too late. The runner is safe. Nobody covering second, and now moving up to second on the play is going to be Vaught.
That's just excellent coaching, but that's the youth and inexperience. That run was going to score. Get the out. Get the girl at first. Give up the run. It's 2-0, and you got 2 outs, and then you get to go get that next batter. But as it is, Here it is, 2-0 with another runner on second base. And, boy, did you see her? She didn't even hesitate at first base.
And I guarantee you their first base coach was hollering 2-2-2 as she was coming to the bag because nobody covered. You saw Taylor Heidoff try to sprint in from right field after somebody realized it. And that'll bring up Brooklyn Piller. Runner goes down to third and covering on the play as Budenzit's going to get away. And, Doug, here's those errors as the run comes in to score. And we talked about it in the pregame. That's the third error here on Kemper. We're just in the second inning, and they've given up 3 unearned runs here in the game.
Yeah, that's Ben and Coach Bowman doing the right thing, calling a timeout and saying, hey, wait a minute, ladies. But that's what's bit them all year long is errors.
Youth is part of that and stuff, but we're late enough now into the season, you would hope that some of those young mistakes would stop happening, right?
Yeah, you know, and you can talk about youth, but you look at the other team, they're just as young.
They're just
not making the mistakes, and we are. So I'm guessing a lot of these girls have played a lot more softball than our kids have, but still at this point in the season, you got to know where to be. You can't give up the extra bases like we are, and we certainly can't give up the extra opportunities with all these errors.
1-0 count right now on Piller. It's Coach Bowman still talking. She didn't, Doug, just bring the infield in. The outfielders came in with her, and I like that because on that play down here on the bunt here a moment ago, one of your outfielders, your center fielder, really needed to be in covering second base.
Yeah, and they were not. They just didn't rotate the way they need to. They really didn't have their head where it needed to be.
Yeah. Second baseman had to go cover first. Your shortstop had to go cover third.
Your right fielder backing up to throw to first. Yep. So your center fielder's got to be the one to come in and cover that base. They got to know those things.
And that's a good timeout to talk. And that's probably a play that doesn't happen a lot, but it's got to be one of those situational things that you work on. Pitch on the way in there for a strike to Piller, and the count 1-1, top of the order, and Maddie Schnell is waiting on deck.
You watch this team operate, though, both offense and defense. You can see why they're defending state championship 2A.
Yep. Just fundamentally, they don't beat themselves fundamentally. There's a line drive. That's going to be a base hit out into left center field. Gayling will run over and pick it up. Fourth hit of the night here for Van Meter. And, Doug, that's probably the biggest thing I see in both baseball and softball. The teams that understand how to play the game and play it fundamentally well are the teams that are really, really successful.
Baseball and softball are the most fundamental sports there are because there's no clock running.
Yep.
You just got to make sure you're doing the right things. In every play, somebody should be rotating somewhere.
Schnell will step in. The lefty will take the first pitch up top. She flew out to center to open the bottom of the first, so looking for her first hit here tonight.
Piller down there trying to bait the catcher Adams into throwing the ball down there because she's taking off for second as soon as she makes that throw.
Yeah, Piller 8 of 8 in stolen bases, so I would not be surprised to see her go. She does not go as the pitch downstairs. Adams, Doug, for an eighth grader, really throws the ball pretty well. She's very athletic behind the plate.
Yeah, I'd like to see her switch her feet a little bit around so she can get more power in it. She kind of throws with her feet out of place.
There's those fundamentals, right?
Yep.
Pitch on the way. Taken inside for 3.
I thought that was a pretty good pitch.
Looked good, but just we're sitting up the line, so the side-to-side stuff is stuff that's hard for us to see. We can see up and down really well where we're at. 3-0 offering on the way. Taken for 4. So runners going to be at first and second. Now that's the first walk given up by Cardio. Piller will move up to second, Schnell at first, and Fennessy now at the plate. Doug, just one out here in the inning. The Knights have got to get out of this because this is one of those innings that things could kind of start to slip away if Van Meter puts a big number on the board.
Yeah, only one out. They got that first out, and then it's kind of gone backwards this here. And
pitch in there.
Fennessy up that drilled one against the fence the last at bat.
Yeah, she'll take the first pitch in there for a strike to count 0-1. Kemper's defense playing fairly deep right now, and Gayling out there in center playing kind of to the third base side of second base, so really kind of playing a left center here. Pitch on the way. In there for strike. Snap throw down to second. Back in it safely is going to be Piller. They count 0-2 right now on Fennessy. And Doug, the other thing I'm going to say is Fennessy has taken 2 pretty good pitches. That's a girl that's confident in her ability to hit the ball at the plate.
Well, when you're hitting 429, you can do those things.
Pitch on the way. Change up. Taken outside. 1-2. And Piller is getting a huge lead. I wouldn't be surprised if you don't see another ball either thrown down to second. The only thing is, Doug, she's getting far enough off. You throw it to second, she may take third.
Yeah, you just got to kind of keep the ball
pitch on the way. That one is a great piece of hitting. Took an inside pitch, waited on it, hits it out to right field. The throw is going to come home. All the runners will move up. And coming in to score, the third run of the inning is a Piller from second base, and the lead is now 4-0.
Yeah, that ball's got to go to second base. Yeah. You can't just give it to him. The run's already scored. So, again, just those mental mistakes that we're making out there on the defensive side for Kevin.
And that is the second earned run, I think, given up by Cardiel here in the ballgame. It'll bring up Mara Kratos. Kratos flew out to left her first time up. So Kratos will step in. Runners now at second and third with one out here in the inning. She'll square around, bunts it up the first base side. They're going to make the play to first as Schwabe will cover. Snap throw over to third as Pudence is covering. Schnell will come in to score, and a nice sack bunt that time by Kratos. Doug, surprised in a way with your number three batter that they sacrificed her with the way they've been putting the ball in play here as of late?
That just speaks to the discipline and the team effort that they have. You know, you got your gut to scale with 40-some RBIs, and she's up there bunting.
Runner down to third. 5-0 now in favor.
Kemper did the right thing.
Either that one has popped out of play over the Kemper dugout by Wozmanski. And the count is 0-1. Wozmanski reached on an error to the shortstop for first time up. Doug, since that meeting, the Kemper defense has really settled in a little bit better. I know they had the throw to the plate that probably should have went to second, but other than that, the defense has settled in some.
Yeah, they've got to stop the bleeding right here. They can't let this extra run score.
Pitch on the way downstairs. One ball, one strike right now to Wozmanski. And as to Netton, the pitcher is waiting on deck. Cardiel right now has given up. I've got her just for four hits here in the game.
And three of them in this inning, though,
as Van Meter is kind of maybe adjusted to her a little bit. That pitch downstairs, and the count 2-1.
Just throw in a couple of errors, and the runs can add up in a hurry.
Yeah, you make your pitcher work a little bit harder out there and throw a few extra pitches. The sun has popped back out, so it's a little warmer again.
A little harder for us to see, too.
Yep, 2-1 pitch. That one is nubbed out to the shortstop. Pudence will scoop and fire. This time the throw online, and that is going to be the final out of the inning. Van Meter, though, picks up four runs on the inning. They get those four runs on three hits. There was two Kemper errors, and they leave one runner left on base. We're through two complete. 5-0 Van Meter back in a minute here on KCIM.
At Home Care Options, we know care doesn't just happen. It's a commitment. Right here in Carroll, our families, clients, and caregivers have built a community rooted in respect, dignity, and compassion. Thanks to your unwavering support, we're able to offer personalized home care, all delivered with the quality and kindness our clients deserve. To every neighbor who's trusted us with your loved ones, to every team member who shows up with heart, thank you. Your support makes an incredible impact on lives, and we don't take that for granted. Home Care Options, family caring for families.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
Kemper coming to the plate here as we come to you from the Motor and Broadcast booth to start the third inning. Taylor Hydoff, then the top of the order, and Chloe Gehling and Malia Adams, a 9-1-2. They trail it now 5-0. Pitch on the way. There's a line shot base hit out in the left field. So Hydoff continues to have a big season at the plate. She came in hitting 386 with a couple of double, a triple, and 10 RBI. And she'll get the second base hit here of the night for the Kemper Knights. That's going to bring up the top of the order in Chloe Gehling. And, Doug, you don't want to – you'd love to get five in this inning, but even if you don't get five, you kind of need to get maybe two – you know, one, two, get on the board here in this third.
Yep, and that's a great start to it. Taylor just smacked that ball right down third baseline and sitting down there at first base.
23 of 23 in stolen bases this year as well, so she is definitely a threat to go. Lifetog, we'll see maybe how she throws here as Hydoff trying to time it. They do look to bunt the runner, and Gehling bunts it foul back up the third base side here, and the count is 0-1.
Well, then with Gehling, you don't know if she's bunting to – she's still trying to bunt for a hit.
Yes, she is, and that's what she does for a living. She's got such good speed. She has tore up that right knee as well, though, at least the uniform anyway. I don't think it's the knee itself, but the uniform is definitely shredded. Pitch on the way. Bunted up into the air. That'll be caught by Lifetuck.
Nice job by
Yep, Heidoff gets back. Doug, I'll let you explain.
Yeah, nice job by the pop-up right in front of the plate. Catcher got it. Would have been an easy target at first base, but Heidoff did a nice job of seeing it and getting back.
Yeah, good thing she didn't break on that one, Doug, before the play. Otherwise, that's a double play pretty easily as Adams will step in. If she'd have been trying to steal on that, that would have probably been a fairly easy out. And that's going to bring up now Adams, who struck out swinging her first time up.
Kemper got the leadoff runner on last inning, made a little noise, and got the leadoff runner again this time, but then an out. So we've got to have Adams come through for us.
First pitch downstairs, one ball, no strikes. Adams, Doug, you mentioned it her first time up, just kind of maybe a little excited, pulled the head on a couple of swings. Maybe now that she's been in the game, she'll settle in. That pitch downstairs, they've got the runner hung up, and the runner Heidoff going to head in. Is good job by Lifetongue to throw that ball out in front of the hitter and or the runner and force her to go back.
Yeah, see, one of those things you don't want to fake and get yourself caught out there. No
yes.
Man's lucky. She's lucky she threw the ball to second base instead of first.
2-0 the count right now on Adams. So Adams will step back in. Coach Bowman down here, third base coach's box. Pam Schwabe, the assistant coach up in the first base coach's box. Pitch on the way downstairs, and again, Heidoff. Now this time they throw behind her, and she could have went. Now they're going to get her in a pickle. She would have had second, and now she's going to end up being tagged up. Doug, I think she thought that throw was going to come to second quicker than it did, and that's just a young mistake that time. That throw went behind her. If she'd have kept going, I think she's safe at second.
Yeah, she had it stolen easy, and as it is, she's coming up and really takes Kemper out of the inning.
Yep. Two outs here. The count, I think, is three balls and no strikes on Adams. As that pitch had missed downstairs, I was really surprised that Lifetog went behind her that time, but did pitch on the way. And that's going to hit her. Got her on the back foot. So the hit by pitch is going to be the first one given up here tonight by Netton. And that'll bring up Charlotte Schwabe. Schwabe grounded out to the second baseman to end the first inning in her first plate appearance.
Yeah, that mistake in the base pass there on that stolen base attempt really cost Kemper because they'd be sitting with first and second with one out with their two best hitters coming up.
Trailing it right now 5-0 here in the top half of the third. Pitch on the way up top for ball one.
Charlie's just had an incredible year.
She has.
558, 64 RBIs.
Yeah.
Her sister Isabel was here talking with us just a minute ago. She lives in the Des Moines area.
Yep. Remember her. She was a great tennis player during her day. That one is fouled back out of play, and the count is 1-1. 20 doubles, though, Doug. That's the other thing that jumps out to me. 20 doubles.
Yeah, and a couple
there's,
of couple
there's players that don't have 20 base hits. She's got 20 doubles.
It's impressive, and I'll tell you, a couple of those I've seen personally that hit the fence. It could have easily been home runs. With just a little bit more on it.
1-1 pitch coming up. That's a line shot base hit down the third base side. Diving to knock it down that time was the left fielder, Piller. The throw to third not going to be in time as Adams will get down to third. Robbie will move up to second on the throw
with another double. And again, Kemper would have scored a run there.
Now they've got a chance to do it here with the two outs. Addie Schoen going to step in. Three hits now in the ballgame for the Knights. Two of those coming here in this inning as they're beginning to figure out Netton here in the circle as well. Schoen will step in. She singled her first time up, was forced out at second on a ground ball to the second baseman. Pitch on the way, taken downstairs. And they count 1-0.
They're very deliberately trying to keep the ball way down against both any of the power hitters for Kemper.
And I'm almost wondering, Doug, I mean, not that you know, do they kind of walk Schoen here? Not that Shrek's not a really good hitter, but do you take the bat in a way out of Addie Schoen's hands?
Her,
I mean, she's got the power to make this a 5-3 game in one swing.
You know, Ellie Shrek's batting 406, but struck out in her last at bat. I don't think I'd pitch to Schoen here.
And now Coach Flaws calls a timeout, and he's going to have that meeting out on the hill to, I think, talk to his defense and his pitcher and kind of discuss what he wants to do with runners at second and third. They're just, you know, an out away. Do you have confidence if you're him and your pitcher to be able to get Schoen and get out? You didn't get her the last time. That's the question right now is if there's a ball in play, probably going to score one, probably two runs. If she hits a dinger, all of a sudden you're what looks like you're in complete control. You're not in complete control anymore.
Yeah, and all of a sudden it's 5-3.
Yep.
You know, early in the game, you might still pitch to her. Yeah. Later in the game, I think they'd probably walk her. But as it is, the count's 1-0 right now.
So do we get the unintentional intentional walk here where they don't give her anything to hit? Pitch on the way downstairs again. Two balls and no strikes.
Definitely keeping it away from her.
Yep. I have a feeling if they put anything in the zone, it's going to be a mistake. I don't think they're going to throw her anything to be able to hit.
Just hope. Addie's just looking to slug the ball for a base hit. Don't be taking the big swing.
Pitch on the way. That is chopped up the middle, and that's going to be in for a single. A run going to come in to score. Yes. Nice job by Addie Schoen there to get the RBI single as Adam scores and the Knights are on the board.
She just got enough on that to pop it up in the air, and it made it difficult for the second baseman to come up. And runners at first and third now as Schwabe advances to third.
Schwabe moves down to third, as Doug said. Ellie Schreck now stepping in, struck out swinging her first time up, but does come in hitting 406 with four doubles. We said this Kemper offense could score a lot of runs. She has also tripled twice and homered once, 25 RBI on the year for her.
Ellie's been a good hitter for Kemper.
Schoen just picked up her 40th RBI as well of the season. So nice job that time by Addison Schoen. Pitch on the way to Schreck downstairs. One ball and no strikes. It's probably the one area, not that Van Meter's pitchers aren't really good, Doug. I just don't know if they have that one that really, like, scares you type of a pitcher.
No, I don't think so. But just, you know, very effective, throws hard.
1-0 pitch. There's a swing and a miss. Came with a really nice rise ball that time. And that time, Schreck unable to catch up with it, and the count is 1-1.
Ellie swung at two pitches out of the zone last time, too, so just probably a little nervous up there.
And I'm not saying anything about these pitchers, Doug. They're good enough that they won them state championships a year ago and the year before and the year before.
Yes, sir.
Popped up. That's going to drift out of play up the for third base side here, and the count going to go 1-2.
Ellie gaining a little confidence now, at least getting the bat on the ball. Kemper needs to get this run in from
they
third
do.
Because you know Van Meter's going to score.
Yep. Yeah, I thought it might take close to double digits to win this one tonight if you're Kemper. The 1-2 pitch coming up here. That is called strike three on the inside corner, and that's going to do it. The Knights, though, do break through. They pick up a one run. They get that to one run on two hits. Make that, three hits. There was no errors, and they leave two runners left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the third. It's a 5-1 at Van Meter lead. We're back in a minute here on KCIM.
Beat the summer heat and make your July extraordinary with the Market on 30. Fire up the grill for sizzling summer feasts. We have all the grilling essentials you need, from premium cuts of meat to an assortment of marinades, rubs, and sauces. When the temperature rises, there's nothing better than a cool, refreshing treat. We have many of your frozen favorites. And fill your pantry with the best summer snacking staples, perfect for lazy afternoons or impromptu gatherings. Stock up at the Market on 30 and keep the summer vibes going strong in the BP Plaza.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Netton, Day, and Small do up for the Bulldogs. Pitch on the way is bunted up the third base side. Schoen dug wisely, letting that one roll foul. And that'll run the count now to 0-2 on Netton.
Yeah, Netton was well up the line. That would have been a hit if Addie would have picked that up. But as it is, 0-2, a really good pitch on first pitch.
Netton struck out swinging to end the first inning, her first time up.
Oh, he called her out
okay.
of the box.
So the batter was called out for being out of the batter's box. So that is going to be an out. I didn't catch that. I would have caught it here with Day now stepping in. Day lined out to right on a really nice play by Heidoff. That was the first out last inning. 5-1 Van Meter with the lead. Pitch on the way up and in. And the count, one ball and no strikes.
Which looked pretty good.
Again, hard to see the side to side here.
Yeah.
The up and down we can see well, but the side to side we can't see. One oh pitch on the way. In there for a strike. That one looks like he caught the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-1.
Coach Bowman's really got to be pleased with how young Cardiel is throwing tonight. She's throwing some really good off-speed pitches. She's keeping the ball on the edges of the corner. She's only given up a couple what I would say were fat pitches.
Pitch on the way, and that one is going to be flight again out to right. Knight off again, making the catch. There are two outs here in the inning. And a really good answer right now defensively for Kemper, Doug, here. As Van Meter, again, you get a run if you're Kemper there in that top of the third. If you get them 1-2-3, you go into the dugout, heading to the fourth with some momentum.
Key thing here is let's make the plays on defense.
Yep.
No more errors.
Ashlyn Small will step in.
Got three in the game already.
Pitch on the way to Small, taken outside. One ball in, no strikes. Small scored her last time up, stole second, moved down to third on an air. Pitch on the way. Low and away. Two balls and no strikes right now on Small. Shown right now even with the bag, but she's going to creep in a little bit here on the pitch. Pitch on the way. Taken downstairs. 3-0 the count right now on Small.
Don't want to walk here either. That's just like an error. Don't give them anything.
Yep. Yeah, don't want to give a team that scores like this any extra base runners in a game. 3-0 pitch right down the middle for strike one.
The unfortunate thing is you practically have to go right down the middle.
Yep.
You can't play with the corners right now.
Yep. Well, and you got to guess with the 3-0 count, more than likely they've got the red light on. Pitch on the way. Taken downstairs for ball four. There's the walk. That'll be the second one given up here in the ballgame for Cardiel. It'll put Small at first. And that's going to bring up now Ivy Vaught. Vaught singled on a bunt attempt. Her first time up, drove in a run, took second, and then was able to come in and score. Pitch on the way. Pop foul. That'll get out of play. Walterman giving chase, but not going to be able to catch up with that one. And the count is 0-1.
Vaught another 400 hitter.
Yeah, this whole lineup, what full of them, right?
Just
if I remember right, yeah. Brooklyn Pillar, the number 9 hitter in the lineup, waiting on deck. There's a snap throw down to first, back in safely as Small. Vaught will take the pitch for ball one. One ball, one strike, two out, one on. We are in the bottom of the third. Van Meter on top of Kemper here, 5-1. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. Culver's celebrating 42 years in business, 15 of those years in Carroll. Culver's welcome to Delicious. That one fouled back up against the screen in the count 1-2. And Doug, you enjoyed some Culver's. Was it today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Kel and I went down, had lunch.
Okay.
That double cheeseburger with ketchup and pickles. The butter burgers, nothing better.
Yeah. 1-2 pitch coming up here.
Can't think of anything better right here than getting a strike three.
Yep. 1-2 pitch on the way. Took the changeup, hit it out to a right, and it died off. Got to it, but not able to glove it. Runner was going with the crack of the bat with two outs, and she's going to come in to score from first. And, Doug, that's a tough one because it's a long way to run, but it was right in her glove. I'm probably going to go air on that one, even though she had a long run to make.
You got to make that catch and get out of the inning. And, again, that's another run, unearned run given to Van Meter. They don't need any unearned ones because they're going to earn plenty of them.
Brooklyn Pillar now going to step in. And Hideoff, you can tell, beating herself up about that. Had a long run, tried to slide and catch that one, but, again, had it in the glove and not like reaching out. It was above the head.
Yeah, it's a catch that's got to be made.
Yep. Pitch on the way, pulls the bat back. Runner moves down to third. The throw hits her. Pudence was coming over to cover. The count's going to be 1-0 right now on Pillar. Stolen base here for Vaught. And Doug, what this does is it puts a lot of pressure on the eighth grader in the circle and the eighth grader behind the plate right now. Anything that gets by probably scores the runner now from third.
Yeah, now we've got a couple of innings again where we've given up unearned runs.
Yep. Pitch downstairs. Two balls and no strikes right now on Pillar. And a good job by Adams to scoop that one up. Adams just very comfortable behind the plate, Doug. You can tell the way she's in that catcher squat that she's something that she's very comfortable with.
Yeah, she's obviously done it for a while.
Yep.
Even though only an eighth grader.
2-0 pitch in there for a strike. Did a nice job of framing that one. 2-1. I think coming up through her youth career, she's probably played a lot of catcher is what I'm guessing.
Nice to see that sun go behind that cloud over there. Looks like it might stay there for a while.
Yep. Makes it a little easier for us to see. We're sitting kind of facing the direction the sun in. That's a shot out to Pudens. Takes it off of one hop. The throw is low. Not going to be dug by Walterman. And the pillar's going to reach. The run will come in to score another unearned run, and the lead is now 7-1.
Yeah, what I would tell Pudens on that, you could tell she was thinking about it, Jeff. Yep. Just make the throw.
Yep. And that first one, Doug, that sailed on her, I think it's still in her brain. You got to, as any kind of an athlete in any sport, any mistake you make, you got to move right on and let it go.
Got to forget about it. You can see her rolling her eyes a little bit. She's upset with herself.
Yep. And just a great kid. We chatted with her a little bit while she was warming up tonight right in front of us. Maddie Schnell will take the pitch up top for ball one. Schnell tonight flew out to center in the first, walked and scored in the second.
To Walterman's credit, she said, hey, I should have had that. I should have dug it out. But just don't put her in that position.
And that's one where, you know, Walterman's mainly a catcher. She's been playing some first this year. Pitch on the way, fouled back and out of play. And the count is 1-1. You almost wonder, you give up the out by coming off the bag and fielding it like an infielder instead of trying to backhand that throw that's to the backhand side.
Yeah, fortunately, the runner stayed at first base and didn't advance, but keeps the Knights in trouble. Down 7-1 now already in the third inning, giving up mostly unearned runs.
1-1 pitch on the way to Snell, taken downstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Or two balls and one strike, I should say. Alafenesi hoping to get a chance to hit here in this inning.
Cardiel taking her face mask off that all the infielders wear now and trying to wipe some of that sweat off. It's still warm, even though the sun's gone behind the cloud.
Pitch on the way inside. 3-1 now the count on Schnell. Unofficially, Kemper, four errors here. Five errors in the ballgame already. Yep. Crazy thing is, Doug, they've only given up seven runs with five errors. That tells you how well Cardiel has pitched. Beyond that, that pop foul back out of play again, and the count now runs full. So the runner at first was taken off there. She's going to take off again.
So many of them happened with two outs.
Yep.
We should have been out of this inning with no runs. We should have been out of the first inning with no runs. Only two in the second.
Yep. Second inning that most of the years came with one out, and then they settled in after that.
And that's what we talked about earlier in the, you know, before the broadcast, the defensive efficiency of Van Meter. They don't make those mistakes.
3-2 pitch popped up. Schoen's got a chance, but it is going to end up hitting the fence right up above the Kemper dugout down here, the third base side. Great hustle by Addie Schoen, and the count will remain 3-2. Pillar on over at first. Reached on the air here a moment ago. Now Coach Flaws wants to talk with Schnell.
You got a 2-2 count or 3-2 count. You kind of wonder what he's saying to her in this situation.
Yeah.
Runner down at first base being Pillar. Stretching out a little bit.
And James Flaws, the head coach. The other Flaws, his cousin, who's on the staff, brings out some softballs to the home plate umpire to restock him. We've had a lot of foul balls here tonight, Doug.
A good bunch.
Yeah. Now, well, I haven't seen a lot of little kids running around. That doesn't mean that they're not. Just where we're sitting, I don't see a lot of them running around to get the foul balls.
They're watching the ball game.
Yeah, which is good.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was going to try to come up with a joke about dental flaws, but the coaching list, I can't get there.
It's F-L-A-W-S, so it's spelled a little differently. Chop around to second. Schwabe will scoop and play. And that is going to end the third inning. But Van Meter takes advantage of some night miscues. They pick up two runs. They get those two runs on no hits. There was two errors, and they leave. One runner left on base. We'll step away, take a break. We've got the top of the 4-7-1 Van Meter back right after this on at KCIM. Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. Professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
For 15 years, Spring Exteriors has been proud to serve our neighbors in helping homes in our community look their best. From windows and doors to roofing, siding, and gutters, Spring Exteriors does it all, making your home safer, more energy efficient, and a place you're proud to come home to. Now, to celebrate 15 years, we're offering 15% off all windows. Join the many families who trusted Brinks to care for their homes. Call 712-ROOF-PRO today for your free estimate, because 15 years strong means your home is in good hands.
Things off with the Kemper Knights. We head here to the top of the fourth inning. Gehling will be followed by Kaylee Walterman and Avery Pudent. 6-7-8 duo for the Knights here in the fourth. Gehling reached on a fielder's choice her first time up. Stole second, was stranded there. That back in the second inning. She'll take the first pitch up top for ball one. Van Meter has scored in every inning tonight. A run in the first. They got four in the second, two in the third. Kemper added one in the third as well. 7-1 right now is our score. Pitch on the way. Downstairs, two balls and no strikes. As long as it doesn't get up into the...
We're good.
Yeah. The elect, we got water got spilled down and around all of our...
Did I knock it over when I walked away?
You must have. 2-0 pitch on the way. Strike called on the inside corner. 2-1 the count right now on Gehling. Never thought I'd have to worry about electrical shortage because of a water bottle.
I didn't either.
2-1 pitch is thrown to the backstop. 3-1 the count right now on Gehling. Again, we'll try to get you an update on that ESAC Ridgeview game. That game tonight with Mason Nealon here tonight. And 1-0 Ridgeview in the bottom of the third. Pitch on the way in there for a strike.
Lauren's got to protect them.
Yep.
She's hitting 400 on the year. You know, Kemper's got some.
8-0 now, Ridgeview after five tonight on that game on KKRL. There is ball four. That's going to be the second walk given up here tonight.
And three innings in a row, yep, where Kemper had the leadoff runner on base.
Yep. Got one run the last time. As Kaylee Walterman will step in. She was the one that walked her last time up. And that's been a little bit of an issue for Netton this season. Came in then walking 58 and hitting 10. Pitch on the way. Bunted, nearly caught by the third baseman. She'll scoop and make the play. They're going to throw to second. And almost they're going to call her out at second. I don't know if that's the correct call. I thought Gehling got back in, but the umpire out on the field said that she did not get in. So, Doug, that's going to end up turning into a 5-3-6 double play.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because she was easily back in. Coach Bowman's coming out. Coach Bowman don't come out and argue very often.
Nope.
I don't know
nope.
if there's much she can do about it, but she was clearly yeah. back in.
Right now she's talking with the home plate umpire, and I don't know if she's going to see if maybe he had a chance to see.
Coach Schwabe's giving
and, yep,
the
and
first
coach,
base coach,
coach
a little
Bowman
information.
Wants to talk right now with the home plate umpire, with the field umpire, who's now going to come in and talk. With the, yep, so the field umpire and the home plate umpire are going to chat about it, and we'll see if anything gets changed here. It looked to us from our angle like she got back in safely.
I think
and
it,
that would be the second
that way from a lot of angles.
Yep, and I that's.
The umpires
be,
are doing the right thing,
yep,
though. They're
they
talking
are.
About it,
yep.
and they're still going to make the decision.
The tough thing is that's the second tough play that went against Kemper at second
yeah.
base here in the ballgame.
Same umpire, yeah. So.
Yep. We'll see if they change it.
They're
going to call
obstruction.
Obstruction on the shortstop. So a 5-3 put out will be the out at first, but we're going to have a runner now at second. And Avery Pudens is going to be our batter. Now Coach Flaws comes out to talk, which you got to expect him to do as well. I'm guessing that the home plate umpire had to have saw the obstruction because the other umpire, the field umpire, again, was watching the play at first and right. had to turn to second to try and make that call. But at least now one of the calls at second base has been Kemper's way. Yes.
Yeah.
Pudens will step in, struck out looking her first time up. That was the third out back in the second inning. 7-1 our score. Knights threatening here with a one out and a runner at second in this top half of the fourth inning.
It's interesting that they called obstruction, though, as she was making the play to get back to the base.
Pitch taken downstairs for ball one. One ball, no strikes. So, yeah, the home plate umpire must have saw that the shortstop out at second who was making the play at second must have affected Lauren's ability to get back to the bag. There's a chopper out to second. She'll scoop the fire to first in time. Moving down to third on the play is going to be Gehling, but there are two outs with Taylor Heidoff, who singled Doug her last time up. So a chance here for the lefty to drive in another run here.
Yeah, solid single to left field. And coach calling timeout now.
And we're going to get a pitching change. Yep. So we will get a pitching change here in this fourth. And I think he does that quite a bit where he throws different girls in the game. So we'll step away, take a break. We'll be back with our pitching change numbers coming up next and all the changes for Van Meter coming up next right here on at KCIM.
For 86 years, one thing hasn't changed in Carroll: treating customers like family. At Wittrock Motor Company, we're proud to be a three-generation family-owned dealership serving this community since 1940. Today, we continue that tradition with a full lineup of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, a dependable selection of pre-owned vehicles, and a service team dedicated to keeping you on the road. Stop in and see the difference at Wittrock Motors in Carroll or visit us at WittrockMotors.com. Wittrock Motors, 86 years, three generations, one promise. We take care of our family.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Jillian Wozmanski. Wozmanski 14-5 on the year. 28th appearance in the circle. The lefty against the lefty. Doug, now I understand why they made the switch in the count 0-1 on the changeup. She's thrown 94 and two-third innings, giving up 94 hits, 38 runs, 26 earned her ERA at 1.92. Walked 12, hit 3, struck out 64. Walks and hits per innings pitched at 1.12. Opponents batting 255 against her this year. There's a chopper foul up the third base side, and that one, Doug, nearly a fair ball that would have scored a run.
Yeah, that was a, you know, she put that one up there the last inning, but really nice change up here with a left-hander coming in, but that's got to be a different look. I can't imagine Kemper's seen a lot of left-handed pitchers this year.
Yeah, trying to see if there's any other changes here. Fennessy is still over at first. I'll try to get you any changes that I notice in the field. Had a bunch of girls kind of exchanging gloves and everything, so I'm going to try and catch numbers here when I can.
1-2 the count now on Taylor Pudin.
Taylor Heidoff. One ball, two strikes. Ashlyn Small still at second base. Pitch on the way. Popped up. That one is going to be playable, but Lifetog couldn't find it. And by the time she found it, it was right up above her and got the glove on it, but couldn't squeeze it in. And that's going to keep the count at one ball and two strikes.
Thought she was going to have time to adjust there and find it, but she just never did.
Doug, Emma Day now out in left. She had been the DP, so she's out in left field replacing Pillar.
Count remains 1-2 on Heidoff.
Carrado still over at third. 1-2 pitch up. Outside, 2-2 the count right now on Heidoff. Vaught still at shortstop.
Young kids like Heidoff and Steven do a lot for her confidence, even if Kemper doesn't come back and win these games, but get hits in these situations.
Netton went out to right field for Wozmanski, who came in to pitch. Pitch on the way, changeup called, strike three. And that is going to do it for the Knights here, as Wozmanski picks up her first strikeout of the ballgame. We are going to head here to the bottom half of the fourth for the Knights, and no runs on no hits, no errors, and one left. They strand a runner at third. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. We are back in 1 minute right here on KCIM.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Batter in the lineup for Van Meter will start this bottom half of the fourth inning. She'll take the first pitch from Cardiel in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. She has doubled once and singled once tonight, has scored once and driven in an RBI. It's 7-1 Van Meter here in the seventh. Pitch on the way. That one's flied out towards right. Heidoff drifting back. That one's going to be over her head. A one-hopper off of the fence. Fennessy will in with her second double of the game. Doug, and is that the second one she's hit off, kind of a one-hopper off the fence? She did that to left field the first time.
First one, she bombed it to left field that time, and she just hit it over Heidoff. That's a tough play for Heidoff. It would have taken a really good defensive effort to make that catch.
That's going to bring up a Mariah Carrados. Carrados flew out to left in the first, had a sack bunt with an RBI. That one back in the second inning. That one scooped up by Schoen. Pitch on the way. Up top. Snap throw down to second, and just in end time was Fennessy. Good tag that time by Schwabe. Adams not afraid, Doug, to throw. She's got a nice arm.
Yeah, she does. She can put some muscle on it. Like I said, I'd like to see her adjust her feet. I think she could get more on it when she throws. If you just got to do that, learn how to do that real quickly.
Pitch on the way. Up top. 2-0 right now, the count on Carrados. And that was a good glove by her. That pitch looked like it was getting to the backstop. That would have moved a run down to third, but Adams able to reach up and get that one.
Cardiel waiting for the sign to come in from the bench. What pitch to throw?
Pitch on the way up top again and again. Adams able to go out and get it, Doug, keeping that runner at second base.
This is the first inning where Cardiel struggled. She's pitched really, really well, I think, tonight against a good, an outstanding hitting ball club.
Got to wonder if...
Probably got an open base over there now, but...
3-0 pitch. Ball four. And that is going to be just her third walk here. Again, it'll put runners at first and second. It'll bring up Jillian Osmanski, the now pitcher. Osmanski again. Reached on an error in the first and then grounded out to the shortstop in the second. So she has hit to the shortstop twice tonight. If you're Putin, she probably anticipates she might be coming at you again. She'll square around, pulls the bat back, takes the pitch in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Again, the Knights are crashing with Walterman and Schoen, so the corner's crashing in. Pudin's having to cover third, and Schwabe having to cover first. That time, Gehling sprinting in to cover second from center field.
Yeah, I like to see that, Van Meter's not afraid to have girls in the middle of the lineup bunting.
Yep. Pitch on the way, pulls the bat back. That pitch going to get away. Moving down to third on the pass ball is going to be Fennessy. Carrados. Back to out to second. One ball in, one strike to count now on Wozmanski.
Yeah, it's the first inning where Cardiel's really had control problems. Those balls have not just almost been strikes. They've been way out of the zone.
Pitch chopped up the middle. That'll be a base hit. Two runs will come in to score on the two RBI single from Wozmanski. And the lead is now 9-1.
Van Meter's hitters aren't getting greedy. She found a pitch that she can handle there, and she just drove it right up the middle and knocks in two runs.
We'll get a courtesy runner over at first base. Coming in to run is going to be Bristol Curran. So Bristol Curran will be our runner at first base.
You can see the frustrated look a little bit on Cardiel's face now. Yep. She was feeling pretty good a few innings ago, but
that's what this Van Meter team, they've, what, I think four straight state championships, three in class two. It's four. Because they had the year they beat Audubon for the state, that was their third straight. Then they won it again last year.
It's impressive.
Yep. Pitch on the way. Pulls the bat back. Throw down to second. Not in time. In with the stolen base is Curran. Curran, 29, now 30 of 33 in stolen bases, Doug, as a courtesy runner. So pretty aggressive out on the base pass. The count is 1-0, and we're going to get a timeout here called by the home plate umpire.
Oh, he found something laying out on the field.
Yep, I think it was ribbon. One of the ribbons that was in Cardiel's hair. Yep.
Tucks it in her pocket.
A lot of times the girls have to kind of tie their hair up a little bit, and one of them slipped out of her and was laying out. That's a good vision by the umpire because it was white. It was the same color of the chalk. Yeah.
Cardiel sharing a little smile over there with Walterman. Girls trying to stay loose. There's nothing to get down about here.
There's a check swing foul off of the batted net. One ball and one strike. Netton struck out swinging in the first and was called out for being out of the batter's box in the third. And now are we going to get a pitching change? No, I don't think so. Bowman coming out again, talking to the entire team as everybody coming in.
I think she's probably just reminding them of the situation, trying to calm her girls a little bit. You can kind of see a little bit different look on their face right now than you have in the last three innings.
Yeah, a little jeopardy for them right now again. It's 10 after 4 and 8 after 5, so you've got to... And the ESAC game ending tonight in 5 is Ridgeview winning that one 9-1 tonight. So, you know, if you're Kemper right now, you're nervous. You know that you're on that edge, and if you're Coach Bowman, you got to settle them down to not give up anymore here.
Yeah, you got to remind the girls, don't think about that, girls. Let's just try to make the plays that we can and get the outs.
Home plate umpire coming out to break up the huddle in the circle. And you mentioned Doug Kaylee Walterman, the only senior. She's the one that stays in that circle a little longer to talk to the eighth grader in the circle in Cardiel, who has really pitched pretty well tonight.
I think she's pitched really well under the circumstances. When your team gets behind you, gives up five errors, it's tough. When you going against a team hitting .500.
Yeah, she's only given up 6 hits here in the game. There's a bunt foul up the third base side. Count will remain at 1-2. 2 earned runs here in this inning. So out of the 9, 4 are earned against her tonight. And that is not bad against the number one team in 3A. Not in the bottom of the fourth.
Not at all. I like to see the team keep talking. You don't hear a lot of chatter from the infield.
Yep. Pitch on the way. Up top. Curran thought about going, but I think if you're Coach Flaws right now, you're almost not going station to station with that lead that you have because you got an opportunity to make this one a short one.
Well, you got that opportunity right now. You certainly don't want to make the first out at third base in a game like this.
Yeah, the golden rule in baseball and softball, don't make the first or last out of an inning. And that ball is going to be behind. Yep, it did hit her. Yep.
Hit her right in the helmet.
Yes. I almost thought for a second it came off the bat because of the smile on her face, but she smiled because it hit the helmet.
I'm guessing,
and luckily it was a changeup.
They got runners at first and second with nobody out. Day, I'm guessing, is going to be bunting to get the sacrifice.
Yeah.
Let it up to the next two hitters who are hitting 300 and 400 to try to bring them in.
And we talk about staying relaxed. Cardiel that time and Netton had a little conversation, and they were both laughing in that situation. She does pull around bat, and that's now she's not going to have to bunt as that pitch gets by the catcher, Adams. So that'll be a pass ball, and that's going to put runners now at second and third. The count going to be 1-0 on Day.
So she can end it here with a swing, anything in the gap, but likely any base hit here is going to score that run from second unless it's just something easy in the infield.
And she steps out of the batter's box to take a couple of cuts. I think she knows the situation she's in. She wants that base hit here. Pitch on the way, and she goes after a pitch down in the zone and fouls it out of play. And they count 1-1. Doug, thoughts on the facility down here? First trip down here, right?
I think it's beautiful. Down here, the trees in the background. I really like this field.
Yep.
Nice stands for the crowd to sit in.
Yep. Quite a few bleachers. Pitch on the way. Another pop foul back out of play. That one over the first base dugout, and the count will remain 1-2.
I got to wonder if she's trying to take that ball down the right field line.
Right field side. That's the way it looks, because she's been dropping the hands and certainly trying to take it opposite field just with this that inside-outside swing that she's using.
She's had fly balls to...
And there's a swing and a miss. Cardiel going to get the strikeout.
Nice job by Cardiel coming back. Get the K.
Hard to believe, Doug. That's just the second strikeout I've got her written down for. She struck out netting back in the first, but her second strikeout. And that's a huge first inning. That's going to bring up Ashlyn Small. Small's been on base twice tonight and scored twice. Pitch on the way. Taken downstairs for ball one. That one close to the knees, but just a little bit downstairs. Our Mackey Motors tailgate will come up at the conclusion of this one. We'll have our Culver's player of the game coming up. Winner here again plays Saturday night. There's a bunt run going to come in to score. The throw to first is in time. They're going to try and score the other run, and they got her at the plate. A double play, and I tell you what, Netton was not happy with that call.
Not at all.
Yep.
I thought she beat it, but not quite. It was a close play.
It was. One run will come in to score, and Doug, I am kind of surprised in a way, as that's going to be a 5-3-2 double play. I'm surprised in a way that they sent her, because you would have had a runner with, you know, at third with two outs and a chance still to end it. But we'll head to the top of the fifth, 10-1 our score. We're back right after this on KCIM.
When it comes to construction, trust the team that does it right the first time. Jared Schoen Construction brings over 30 years of experience to every project, from new home construction and additions to roofs, decks, seamless gutters, and more. At Jared Schoen Construction, attention to detail isn't just important, it's a foundation of everything they do. Every project is kept clean, maintained, and completed with quality craftsmanship you can count on. For construction done right, call Jared Schoen Construction today at 712-830-5110.
I'm Jamie North with Custom Technology Solutions, the largest IT company in Carroll, supporting over 200 customers. Cyber threats are real, and most businesses never see them coming until it's too late. We'll keep your data secure and your systems running with our Managed IT Services subscription. Call CTS at 877-287-1007 for your free consultation today, or visit us on the web at carrollitsupport.com.
Top of the fifth inning, Jeff Blankman along with Doug Wanderger. Top of the order due out for the Kemper Knights. Chloe Gehling will foul the first pitch back up against the screen, and the count is 0-1. Gehling hit it out to the third baseman her first time up on a bunt thrown out at first, and then popped one up to the catcher and caught by the catcher her second time up. That back in the third inning. San Meter leading this one right now 10-1. We're in the top half of the fifth inning.
Get these left-handed bunters facing a left-handed batter. It's just a little bit different look.
Yep. Wosmanski misses downstairs. 1-1.
Chloe timed that first pitch perfectly. She just got under it just a little bit.
Outfield playing kind of in right now, except for center and left still playing somewhat deep, but the right fielder right now in net and is playing almost where if the ball got out to her quick, she could make a throw. That's going to be off of her. They didn't see it. Yep, there's the field umpire saw it. Yep. The guy behind the plate was blocked out, but the ball hit her in the batter's box. It ended up going foul anyway, but the count's going to go to 1-2.
Chloe gets a lot of these two-strike counts on her and battles back with foul balls.
Has had
to
really...
Swings away, so she's, you know, even though they look like bunts, she's swinging away. There's a little swinging bunts.
458 hitter on the season. Pitch on the way, chopped out towards the shortstop. The throw to first is in time, one up and one down. It'll bring up now Malia Adams. One out here in the inning. Adams struck out swinging in the first, was hit by a pitch. Got her in the foot back in the third. Again, our Rewind All-Star festivities coming up a week from today. I've got a lot of work to do to get things ready to go for that, but we'll have that a week from today.
Well, if I can help you, let me know. I'll find somebody that can help you.
Yeah. No, it's all things I kind of got to do. Pitch on the way. Taken away, ball one. I got to make up about 70 certificates yet and get the shirt orders in. I got to get everything organized and ready to go. I got to get hold of Bob Fassbender. I just realized that. I haven't talked to him about using any of his equipment. Strike called on the inside corner and the count 1-1. We play a slow pitch all-star game, and Bob usually supplies some bats and balls for us.
Does he?
Yep. Bob's a good guy.
Yep.
1-1 pitch, changeup, chopped in front of the plate. Wozmanski will field and throw and just gets her. Adams runs really well, almost beat that one out, Doug. That was great hustle down the line, but there are two outs here in the inning, and it's going to bring up Charlotte Schwabe.
Really nice play by the pitcher. She had to come running up, and then because she's left-handed, had to turn and make the throw around.
Yep.
Made a nice play, and you're right, Adams can move.
So Schwabe will step in. Grounded out to second in the first, and doubled in the third, eventually stranded over at third base. Pitch on the way. In there for strike one on the changeup. This will be the first plate appearance for Schwabe against Wozmanski. She had faced Netton the first two times up.
And those aren't changeups. Those are like lobs.
Yeah. The 0-1 offering comes back with a fastball. Quickly out in front here. No balls and two strikes.
Charlie, a pretty good two-strike hitter, obviously, when you're hitting 558.
Yeah, kind of choke up on the bat a little bit. Biggest thing, Doug, we talked a lot about this the other night in the baseball game, protect anything close. 0-2 offering. Swung on and missed. It'll be dropped. They'll throw it down to first, and that'll be the final out. And Van Meter here going to win it here tonight by a final of 10-1. And they'll win it in five innings of play. We'll step away. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the first part of our Mackey Motors at tailgate. That is coming up for you here again on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Good battle here tonight for the Kemper Knights, but they fall just a little bit short here tonight as they fall again by a final of 10-1. Don't forget, we'll have our Culver's Player of the Game coming up in the postgame as we've come to you all night long here from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Looking for a great deal in your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn of Carolyn. Check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor and of Carroll, together let's drive. We've got our Mackey Motors tailgate next here on at KCIM.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Carroll Glass is proud to support our local athletes and teams. As your local glass shop, Carroll Glass specializes in commercial and residential glass services. Whether it's residential or commercial glass replacement, commercial door repair, custom glass shower enclosures, or larger commercial projects, their experienced team delivers quality workmanship you can count on. Stop by Carroll Glass at 229 North Main Street in Carroll.
At Home Care Options, we know care doesn't just happen, it's a commitment. Right here in Carroll, our families, clients, and caregivers have built a community rooted in respect, dignity, and compassion. Thanks to your unwavering support, we're able to offer personalized home care, all delivered with the quality and kindness our clients deserve. To every neighbor who's trusted us with your loved ones, to every team member who shows up with heart, thank you. Your support makes an incredible impact on lives, and we don't take that for granted. Home Care Options, family caring for families.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Beat the summer heat and make your July extraordinary with the Market on 30. Fire up the grill for sizzling summer feast. We have all the grilling essentials you need, from premium cuts of meat to an assortment of marinades, rubs, and sauces. When the temperature rises, there's nothing better than a cool, refreshing treat. We have many of your frozen favorites. And fill your pantry with the best summer snacking staples, perfect for lazy afternoons or impromptu gatherings. Stock up at the Market on 30 and keep the summer vibes going strong in the BP Plaza.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Mackie Motors and Tailgate, brought to you by Mackie Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackie Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackieMotors.com. Jeff Blankman, Doug Wanniger back here with you. Kemper falling in the opening round of the Class 3A Region 5 playoffs, falling to number one ranked Van Meter here, 10-1 in five innings of play. And Doug, we were really both impressed with Aubrey Cardiel tonight, battling through the defense. Five errors they end up giving up. I think it was five or six unearned runs. I'll have to double check my numbers here, but I think six unearned runs. But she just kept fighting and kept fighting.
I was really impressed with her. You know, you got an eighth grader coming in. She knows she's facing the defending state champions. She knows that they hit the ball extremely well, over like right at 500. I thought she did a good job of keeping the ball around the plate but not drilling it. She, you know, gave up a couple big hits, but no long balls that I can speak of. And I thought she did an excellent job. She changed speeds through tremendous changeup. We don't make five errors. We're still playing. It's a 4-1 ball game at that point.
And Doug, surprising in a way that this is a really, really good Kemper hitting team. They ended up with four hits tonight. A little surprised. I mentioned during the game, not taking anything away from Van Meter, but their pitching wasn't dominant, but they held down a good hitting team.
Yeah, and, you know, we hit the ball fairly well. We got Kaylee Walderman stepping in here,
yep.
So I'm going to give up the headset real quick,
yep.
And have her jump in here.
You bet. We'll get Kaylee on the headsets here tonight, and we'll have her join us. Kaylee, I appreciate you joining
Thank
us here
you.
Tonight. Your thoughts on this one here tonight?
We walked in and we kind of had a good attitude, you know. We thought we had nothing to lose, and we were just holding it together, and that was really, that was the most important thing. But we knew Van Meter was a good team, and we just wanted to give it our all, really. I mean, that was the biggest thing, was we wanted to go out on that field, and even though they're a good team and they've only lost six games, we wanted to give it our all.
For you, I noticed a couple of times conversations. For one, you're a catcher, so you understand that pitcher-catcher relationship.
Yep.
But tonight at first base, I noticed some conversations with you and Aubrey in the circle. What were you kind of talking to her about when you had those opportunities?
I really just told her to, calm down. Some of the calls did not go our way, and that's going to happen regardless, in any softball game. But I really just wanted to calm her down. It's a big position to be in this, your eighth grade year, and I don't think she expected it. None of us expected it, so... My goal walking into that circle is just, hey, focus on the catcher, focus on we got your back, just reassuring her that we're there for her and we're going to do whatever we can to help her out and not let her down.
How'd you feel at the plate tonight?
You know, I felt good. It was really empowering to get my first at bat to get a walk. I was like, this pitcher is good.
Yep.
So I'm like, if I can get a walk, I enjoyed that. And then obviously that stacked bunt,
Right.
That call at second I was kind of upset, but it worked in our favor, so, but I didn't feel too bad. I wish I would have gotten a hit, though. That was probably the one thing that I wanted to have one more try, and I just couldn't get there.
Did you feel like you had some good swings when you got those chances?
Oh, yeah. I definitely felt like my swing was strong. I mean, I was working with Coach Schwabe before this, too, really just sand balls and everything, just really working on that level swing and stuff like that.
So what were you anticipating? What was kind of your mindset? You just said here that their pitcher was good. What was the mentality for you to go in, kind of knowing what maybe you were facing?
Just that she's going to throw strikes. She's going to be there. But we also knew that this, the umpires behind the plate were calling a really tight strike zone. So a lot of girls walking onto the batter's box were like, hey, let's take a strike, focus. And then once you got that strike, it's like, hey, it's there for you. Let's swing away. I mean, we've dealt with speed like this before, and whether it's in batting practice or like in a game, but we really just were like ready to do whatever we could walking up to that plate.
Lone senior on this team, so you've been a leader for a lot of young girls all year long.
Yep.
I know I've asked you before, but now not just a message to the young girls that are going to be coming back next year, but to the young girls that might be at home listening that are just getting into their softball careers. Tell them what they need to do to continue through high school and be successful in softball, you think?
I think the biggest thing is keep your head up and just stay strong. I mean, you're going to have challenges. I faced so many challenges, but it's worth it, definitely. Just being with the team.
No, you're good. You're good. I was hoping to ask you something
not
to
get the
emotion.
I'm like, oh, God.
Yes, yes.
No, I just stick with it. I mean, do as much as you can. Practice it. I mean, there's so many people around you that are going to help you out no matter what. And I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, my biggest takeaway is definitely my team.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, it has been so much fun
Thank
over
you
the
so
years.
Much, Jeff. I appreciate
you're going to be so
it.
Successful in everything in life. So best of luck in everything.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
You bet. Kaylee Walterman joining us here in the postgame. We've got head coach Aaron Bowman now joining us on the headsets. And coach, for you, you came in. You knew you had the defending champions, the number one ranked team. You know it was going to be a test. You put an eighth grader in the circle, and I thought she battled really well tonight.
Yeah, and behind the plate.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of. We kind of overachieved this year, honestly, actually.
Yep.
I'm really proud of how everyone stepped into their roles.
Right.
You know, our first stretch, we were 1-9.
Right.
And, you know, we're trying to recover from, would have been a senior pitcher who had a single-season strikeout record, you know, like, that was the setback.
Right.
And it took a little while to get in the flow of what is our defense. What's our best defense? How can we use our pitchers to our best capabilities? And I think Aubrey really did a nice job settling into that role after she kind of got over the first eighth grade, you know, moments.
Yep.
And then same thing with catching. You know, Malia then gradually slid into that spot. And, gosh, like I said in the huddle just a little bit ago, like, who knew Kata was such a good first baseman? She's like, I didn't know I was such a good first baseman. But, you know, she really bought into that role.
Yep.
And that's what was... That's kind of what made the difference here on the home stretch is everybody really understood their ability to impact and where they best serve the needs of the team. For example, like Addison Schoen, whoever would have thought she wouldn't be playing first base, but we needed someone on the left side with a cannon. And that actually worked out great for K-Dub to be at first.
Right.
And so, you know, there's just a lot of that. People just bought in. They just realized, maybe not my favorite or best position, but this is what's best for the team.
Right.
And it really started clicking, and it paid off in the whole stretch of, you know, after we got those 9 losses in early season, which is why we had to play Van Meter tonight.
Right.
We had a great second half.
Yes.
We played pretty spectacularly in our offense. Oh, my gosh. I don't officially know, but I can say I think there's going to be about 7 or 8 single-season offensive records that this team set.
Say, yeah. We kind of thought maybe Schwabe with the RBIs.
And, yeah, an individual. And, yeah, individually there's going to be about 6 or 7 single-season.
Yep.
But, like, collective teams.
Records as well.
So it was just so much fun to have that kind of offense.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll be looking forward. Can you send me all those different records that you guys break this year? A couple of different times tonight you had to kind of call the whole team into the circle. What were those conversations?
Well, like the second time, it was important for even the outfield to understand that the batter up at the plate was the winning run.
Right.
So we had to keep her off second. Because the runner currently at second, when I call the timeout, she's very fast. She has like 30 stolen bases.
Right.
So I told the outfield, if you have to chase to a gap or to the fence, don't bother trying to get the relay home. Keep the batter off second base. So that was that conversation. And then just... Honestly, they're pretty calm. You know, I was going out there, and I didn't really need to calm a lot of nerves. I just kind of the freedom of being the underdog is some of that pressure, is not quite as
right.
as quite as stressful, because you know that they're going to hit the ball and you know that you just got to do the best you can. And I thought that they seemed very calm. I liked our vibe coming in, actually, like getting off the bus and getting out of the van. Both vehicles were really pumped and really thought, like, we can make an impact here. We can we can compete well tonight. And so they had a good mindset, and then they kept pretty calm. We had some miscues, but they didn't really it didn't snowball as bad as it maybe could have.
Right, yep.
And I thought that they just kept a good, resilient face, at least.
Did you like the attack at the plate tonight for you guys against two pretty good pitchers?
Yeah, well, we worked really hard on preparing for both of them. I would have liked to see the second one more, because we worked especially hard on preparing for that changeup.
Right.
And if we would have had some more at-bats, I would have liked to see a couple of the girls ruin her day, because I got in on the batting pitching practice today, so I should ice my arm. But, like, they were hitting changeups pretty well today.
Right.
And it would have been nice to get a few more at-bats and really punish her on that changeup. But didn't quite get the opportunity to. And they did a nice job. Both those pitchers pitched last year for them.
Right.
And have state experience, so they have presence, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, we got some hits. We got some runners on base. So.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, always would have liked to get more, but
that's
a good team.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Coach, it's been a lot of fun all year. We still have a recap interview with you to do. We'll touch base with you. I think it's next week on our normal day. Is it Monday that we normally call you?
Yeah,
I remember
it is.
Then
I can talk about our senior and anything else.
Yes,
cool.
So we'll recap the whole season with you coming up on Monday. But I appreciate you coming over tonight. Have a good, safe trip home.
Yeah, and I think the fans listening are probably the ones that are home. But I think that all the fans that are here, we had a good showing tonight.
Absolutely,
a lot of good crowd. A lot of good support, and thanks for those listening, because they're supporting in their own way.
Yep, absolutely.
Thanks,
so, Coach,
Jeff.
Appreciate it. Good to see you again.
You too.
Head Coach Aaron Bowman again with the Kemper Knights here tonight. Doug Waniger has kind of disappeared. He's walking around talking to the different kids. He sees me now and comes, well, for him, sprinting back over.
Hey, I was standing there waiting for you.
I know.
I went and got you a hamburger, by the way.
So, for you, your final thoughts here tonight before we announce our Culver's player of the game.
Well, I've watched this team several games. This has been a fun team to watch. They run the bases well. They have fun playing together. They hit the heck out of the ball. They just got to work on defense. I thought Cardiel was a nice young pitcher, young catcher, and Adams does a good job. I think they got a really good future. These kids, you know, we see it happen so often in softball. They just kind of drift away after about that junior, sophomore year. And, boy, if they stay together, they can have a nice season next year. So I really hope that they do. But really impressed with the fun that they had, the way they played the game.
Aubrey Cardiel, our Culver's player of the game, thoughts there?
Yeah, I thought she pitched extremely well. You got to remember, she's an eighth grader coming into this ball game, and against a team that she knows is state champion, that she knows hits about 500. I thought she kept the ball pretty much off the plate, but on the plate, you know, balls that look like strikes that look like balls type of thing. She gave up a couple big pitches and maybe a walk here or there, but the five errors behind her, that should have been a 4-1 ball game at that point. So you think, you know, you got an eighth grade pitcher pitching against his team, and it's a 4-1 ball game. She did pretty well. So, to me, it was an easy choice for my player of the game.
Now, Aubrey Cardiel, again, our Culver's player of the game. I'll get a picture and a banner of her put up till later tonight when we get back. Mason Neal and I will type up recaps of all of our area postseason softball games tonight. Again, our final score here tonight, number one Van Meter knocking off Kemper in five innings by a final of 10-1. That's going to wrap up our coverage here tonight from Van Meter. Have a great night, everybody, and thanks for listening.